News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Houston City Council took the first step toward closing Polk Street today, granting preliminary approval for the sale of the thoroughfare between the East End and downtown to the Houston First Corporation. While not finalized, the city also attached strings to the sale by approving a binding agreement with Houston First for a range of items. One of those is studying the conversion of nearby Leland Street into a two-way road in an effort to preserve east-west connectivity. Houston First CEO Michael Heckman said the feasibility of that project is still being studied, and he wouldn't guarantee the outcome.
I don't want to prejudge things that come back. It is our intention, I'll be very clear, it is our intention to turn Leland into a two-way, and that is what we are working every day with Public Works in the city for that outcome.
The plan calls for Polk Street to close later this month. It's 86 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus, low tonight near 68. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
We're glad you're listening to All Things Considered. The program continues here in just a moment. We're now talking about the 6 o'clock hour, and I have great news. Your donation being doubled this hour. You can call now, 888-909-0887. If you're a fan of All Things Considered, maybe it's Marketplace coming up. Call now, go to our website, HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate. Whatever it is, do it now and take advantage of this double match. I'm Jack Williams. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Sarah Gruno. Houston Public Media is 100% community funded, which means everything you hear from breaking news to your favorite weekend shows happens because of listeners like you. So don't wait. Take advantage of this special double match while it lasts. You can make your gift right now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887. Again, HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887. Thank you.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more